This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A bipartisan bill to set money aside for Colorado's safety net health care providers has cleared its first committee unanimously at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Backers have been working to try and find a funding source to support health care providers to rural and low-income Coloradans. Democratic Senator Kyle Mollica is one of the main sponsors. He says places in the Arkansas Valley are already starting to lose access to things like OBGYN care.
And these folks who rely on this care from these safety net providers are the most vulnerable people that we're trying to take care of in Colorado. If they can't get care from these folks, then they're not going to get care anywhere, and they're going to end up in the hospitals.
The proposal would use interest earned by the state's unclaimed property fund account to help shore up services. A top Republican budget committee member is another main sponsor. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill that transparency advocates say would have dramatically hurt public access to open records. The measure would have given governments more time to respond to records requests from the public while exempting journalists from the delays. In a letter explaining his veto, Polis wrote certain groups should not get preferential treatment when filing records requests. The bill now goes back to lawmakers to decide whether to try to override the governor's veto. A spring storm is causing some disruptions at Colorado airports. At Denver International Airport, more than 900 flights have been delayed, with 12 canceled so far. In Colorado Springs, over 30 flights have been delayed. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.